January 15th, 1901. Jesus tells her that she forms his greatest martyrdom. Since in the past days, my beloved Jesus made himself seen as somehow indignant with the world. This morning, not seeing him come, I kept thinking to myself, who knows whether he is not coming because he wants to send some chastisement? And what have I done wrong? Because he wants to send chastisements, he does not deign to come to me. How nice that while he wants to punish others, he has me get the greatest of chastisements, which is the privation of him. Now, while I was saying this and other nonsense, my lovable Jesus made himself seen for just a little and told me, my daughter, you form the greatest martyrdom for me. Because when I have to send some chastisements, I cannot show myself to you, since you bind me everywhere and do not want me to do anything. And as I do not come, you deafen me with your complaints, with your laments and expectations. And so much so, that while I'm occupied with chastising, I'm forced to think about you, to hear you. And my heart is lacerated in seeing you in your painful state of my privation. In fact, the most painful martyrdom is the martyrdom of love. And the more two persons love each other, the more painful those pains become, which arise not from others, but from amid themselves. Therefore, remain quiet, calm, and do not want to increase my pains through your pains. He disappeared, and I was left all mortified, thinking that I formed the martyrdom of my dear Jesus, and that in order not to make him suffer so much, when he does not come, I must remain quiet. But who can make this sacrifice? It seems impossible to me. And I will be forced to continue martyring each other.